This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Switalski. The confessed Parkland school shooter was back in a Broward County courtroom this morning. I was there for a conversation about how trauma can affect witnesses in a court case. It was the first hearing for the case in the new year. Attorneys argued in front of Judge Elizabeth Shearer about whether two witnesses should have to be deposed before the confessed shooter's trial. They worked out that a teacher at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School will give a deposition, but with accommodations that can make her feel more comfortable. The attorney for a 17-year-old student at Stoneman Douglas said that she cannot, at this point, give a deposition. Her attorney and therapist argue her mental health continues to suffer after what she witnessed on campus nearly 2 years ago. Experts say that asking survivors to detail the violence they experienced can lead to re-traumatization. The defense and state believe that the student is an important witness. The judge deferred ruling but said if the student is unable to give a deposition, that she cannot be called on during the trial. The trial is expected to begin sometime this summer. I'm Katie Switalski in Fort Lauderdale.